Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No ordinary worship, hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Come on and let's just give God praise today. God is so, so worthy, and we honor him today. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. I have a very good teaching for you. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, what are the idols in your life? What or who are the idols in your life? And we are coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 7. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. There's also a one-click button to call in from the broadcast page of my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where there's no topic off limits, and I take your questions on air, including a great topic tonight, which is Wednesday night at 7. You tune in by calling the same number, 323-870-4180, or online. You can also listen in online from my ministry website, rossi.org. Now, the best way to make sure you don't miss either one of these broadcasts when I go live is to follow the show. Do so by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Text the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You'll receive a confirmation text, a recording of Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., and when we go live on Wednesday night, such as tonight at 7 p.m., you'll receive a text reminder that includes a one-click button to just tune in online, as well as a one-click button to call in, so that way you don't miss any of this powerful teaching. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Make sure you visit there today. Let's go to the word now. We're in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 7, reading from the KJV. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Wow, Isn't that a powerful word? Come on and give God praise wherever you are for his word today. What is our topic? Repeat after me. What are the idols in your life? Every day, as we go throughout our lives, we are inundated with so many different things that are going on, right? You have social media. You have Snapchat and Facebook. And you have, I don't know all of them, Twitter. And we have Instagram. And we have Vine and YouTube. And then you have people calling you all day. And if they call you and you don't answer, instead of them thinking that means you're unavailable, especially when it's not an emergency, then they text you. Then they call you back again. Then you have situations going on at work. You have so many things in today's society that you become overwhelmed. And those things and technology that were originally promoted to keep us connected or available in times of emergency have now placed us in a position of being always plugged in, always on, never really having time to ourselves anymore. No privacy, no boundaries. People post everything on social media. They post what's going on in their marriage. They post videos of them whooping or disciplining their children, things that ought to be private. Additionally, we find ourselves caught up in prioritizing these things and people more than we prioritize God. You see, it's not the fact that the technology exists or that you use it that puts it before God. It's not the fact that you love your family that puts them before God. It's not the fact that you have certain shows on television that are your preferences, you know, that you just don't want to miss, that puts them before God. In and of themselves, they have no ability to prioritize themselves in your life beyond how you choose to prioritize them. Rather, they take priority over God when you forget to understand the significance of God and who God is. Because in reality, we prioritize the things and people whom we believe benefit us the most, whom we believe love us and treat us best. You see, you could be married, but if you don't believe your husband or wife truly loves you or prioritizes you, respects and honors you the way he or she should, serves you right, you will prioritize your homeboys or your girlfriends over your own spouse. You'll spend more time with them than with your own spouse because you're going to put the time in, glory, to the people, places, and things that you feel also prioritize and benefit you. My God. In the book of Exodus chapter 20 that I just read unto you, God was clear that he will not have any gods before him. He will not allow you to prioritize anything and anyone over relationship with him. He will not honor you in those situations where you have decided that everything else is more important than him. In other words, your idols, those things you worship more than you worship God, those people you love more than you love God. And it doesn't really matter what you say, you know, the lip service. God is looking at your actions. Your conduct will evidence to him if you have others before him. You see, if you can get up in the morning and you can make sure you get on social media before you even tell God, thank you, Lord, for this day, then God can't be the priority for you. If you can get up early in the morning and you got to get on the phone and start gossiping or talking with other people before you could even just say, thank you, Jesus, God can't be your priority because he is the person you gave you life. But you don't even appreciate him enough. He doesn't have enough benefit to you to even say thank you, Jesus. And what's crazy is that you're not getting on social media first thing in the morning to encourage someone or, you know, to put a scripture on there or to admonish or rebuke or exhort someone in the Lord. You're getting on that so you can see what's going on. What did I miss while I was sleeping? Who got into a fight? Who broke up? Who mad at me? Who mad at someone else? Let me look on here and see what these folks are talking about. Who got something new? Let me look at my enemy, my frenemy. Let me see what's going on in their lives, the family members who I don't talk to. You're not even focused on Christ. He said, I won't have anything else before me. And not only will I not have anything else before me, glory, but, you know, those people who honor me and love me, he said, I show mercy unto them. But those who hate me or who are taking my name in vain, I will not hold guiltless. Who are the idols? What are the idols in your life? In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 21, the Bible says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Whatever it is that you treasure, whomever it is that you treasure, that's where your heart is. And where your heart is, that's where your energy will be. And where your energy is, that's where your mindset will focus. And where your mindset focuses, that's where you will spend your time. And when you spend your time is where you prioritize. You don't believe it. If you don't love your husband or wife anymore, they'll know it because you don't have time for them. You don't want to spend time with them. When you're with them, it's forced energy. It takes everything you have to be in their presence. You don't even want to sleep in the same bed. Some of you married and don't even sleep in the same bed anymore. And you haven't done so for years because that's not where your treasure is. Glory. So it's not where your heart is. And it's not where you focus your energy. It's not what you think about. And it's evident because they're not a priority. Or your children. They're not a priority. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. In the book of Matthew 15 and 8, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Isaiah 29, 13, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. John chapter 4 and verse 24. Praise the Lord. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Who are you putting before the Lord? Glory. God wants covenant relationship with you. He doesn't want to be your side person. He doesn't want to be your booty call. He doesn't want to be your hit it and quit it. That's what you you when the person is in your, who's in your life has no priority. They have no preference. You don't really care about them. You only see them when you need something. God is not your genie in a bottle. God is not our Santa Claus. God is our Lord. I said he is our Lord. God is our Lord. God is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our Father. He is our everything. And he will not be second. He said in Exodus 20, verses 3 through 7, and I read unto you, I am a jealous God. You have to give him your first. You have to give him priority. You have to make time for God. You got to spend time in his word. You got to spend time in devotion with him. And if you're tuned in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern for Daily Fire, and then Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, you're getting some quality time with him, quality word, quality teaching and prayer. So you got to spend time with God. Because you love him. Because he's important. Now, don't confuse that with meaning you got to be in the church building every time the door opens. If you go to a church that has church 4 and 5 times a week, I'm not talking about a revival or vacation Bible school. No, because part of prioritizing God is prioritizing your own family at home. What does it profit you to, you know, come in and you save the whole world, go out and minister to everyone else, but your own husband or wife or children are neglected? You lose your own soul. You lose their soul. No, 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 no. Part of worshiping God and prioritizing God is putting God first, and then your family, right, those in your immediate household, then the church building. Ah, that's good teaching, isn't it? Isn't it? So you're at church when you have your weekly service, then you're at Bible study. If you got a revival or something, you're there. But you can't be at church 4 and 5 days a week every week and tell me that something's not suffering in your home. And you may say, well, I take my children and my spouse with me. Okay, your children got schoolwork. They can't be at church 5 nights a week every week and still be fresh and of a fresh mind for school and getting all their work done. Then you're up there whooping them for not making all A's and B's. You don't give them what is necessary. Glory. Who are you putting before God? What's more important? Are your clothes, your shoes? Is your house, your car? What's more important than him? Is it your job, your boss, your friends, social media? Who means more than God? Is it your money, your education, the way you look, your body, your shape? What means more than God? Is it the way that people think about you, the number of followers you have on social media? Who is more important? Think about that for a second. Glory. Now let's get ready to go into prayer. I want you to really think about that. Now I don't want you to lie to yourself now and say, oh, it's nothing. Look at your likes. It'll tell you. How many times throughout the day do you even stop to just thank God? When you sit down to eat, do you really say a grace, or do you just say, thank you, Lord, for the food, so you can keep on looking at social media? When you're on the phone with someone and you pull up to the drive-thru and order your food, do you then tell them to stop talking? You need to say your grace. I even had to catch myself on that. I had gotten to the point where I'd be on the phone, and, you know, I pull up to the drive-thru, get my food. The person's talking, I'm still talking, and I would just say to myself, thank you, Lord, for the food, and keep on talking. And God convicted me of that. Wait a minute. That's not who you are. That's not the relationship we have. How about if I said that to you? Oh, do something. And just went on. How about if that's how I responded when you wanted to talk with me? So I told the person, hold on. I need to say my grace. See, these are the things that show God where he is and his priority in your life. Because just like in your natural relationships, it's the little things that matter. The devil is in the details. It's not if you can praise him when you're in church. Anybody can do that. If you can stay attentive in church, it's do you spend time in praise and worship with him every day? Can you stop without any music and just begin to feel the presence of God all over you, and you just begin to think on his goodness, and you just stop talking or stop walking and just begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for healing me. Thank God for loving and blessing, delivering me. Thank God for making ways. Thank God for being God. Hallelujah. What's more important? You can say whatever you want to with your mouth, but what you do will evidence where your treasure is. And where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we glorify you and we magnify you. Father, we thank you and we lift you up. Lord, thou art worthy. And our souls say hallelujah. Our souls say hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory to our Savior. Glory to our King. Oh, Father, we just come repenting. We have not loved you the way that we should. We have not thanked you the way that we should. We've not glorified you. We've not worshiped you. We've not prioritized you the way that we should. And in doing so, Father, we have caused other things, other people, other situations to come before you. We've placed the graven image before you. We've worshiped others more than you. Oh, Father, we are apologetic. We are remorseful. We, Father, we repent. Jesus. For everything, Father, that has taken hold of our treasure, of our heart, more than you. We've been honoring you with our lips, Father, giving vain praise, taking your name in vain, not remembering that you, God, are a jealous God who will have no other gods before you. You are Jehovah. Glory. You are God. So, Lord, we ask forgiveness. We ask forgiveness, Father, for being slothful and lazy about praise, slothful and lazy about worship, slothful and lazy about reading our word, slothful and lazy about attending church, slothful and lazy about witnessing. Father, we haven't done what we were supposed to do. We have not prioritized you, and it is evident in our lives. Jesus. In our conduct, in our speech, in the places we go, the people with whom we associate on a personal and intimate basis. It's evident in the words we say and the way we think, the plans we have in our hearts, what we meditate on. It's evident in what we watch and what we see. It's evident in what we respond to, what we promote, advertise, and love. It's evident in how we treat those we love. It's evident in how we treat you. It's evident, God. Jesus. Father, we're so sorry. We're so, so sorry, Lord. And we repent and ask forgiveness. And Father, we commit this day that we'll have no one before you. We'll have nothing before you. When we rise, the first thing we'll do, Father, is give you thanks. Throughout our day, we'll meditate on your word, both day and night. We'll love you. We'll honor you. We'll prioritize you. We'll spend time with you. And as we do so, we will see, Father, our lives change, our actions change, our conduct change. We will go from the status quo of everyday truly will worship you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say thank you. Come on and tell God thank you. Come on and praise him and tell him thank you. I'm going to do the altar call, and we're going to get ready and end with our tithes. But you just keep on telling him thank you. Come on, keep praising him. Keep praising him in the name of Jesus. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, we say amen. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask forgiveness of my sins. Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I will spend time with you, that I will not place anything before you, that I will not place anyone before you. You are my God. And you are my priority. Come on and give him praise. In the name of Jesus, amen. Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, make sure you are tuned in tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. We got a great Real Talk Grown Folks Bible study going on. I will take your questions and comments on air. All you need to do is call in at 323-870-4180. Or better yet, just go to rossi.org at 7 p.m. and on the broadcast page. There's a one-click button to call in, and there's a one-click button to tune in online or follow the podcast by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, so you'll get that text reminder tonight, which includes those links for you. All right, our topic for today is, what are the idols in your life? Your task for today, and really every day, is to put God first. All right, I'll see you tonight. Make sure you also go to rossi.org and sow your seed to bless the ministry, Rossi Williams Ministries, as we prepare to launch out onto TBN. It costs thousands of dollars, and this is how you win souls every day, by helping to spread the gospel. You become a soul winner every day when you sow into ministry. All right, I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. and again in the morning at 7 a.m. Prioritize God, and he'll prioritize you. See you tonight.